Chapter 1. The Queen's Gambit. The Gilded Cage was a relic, a tomb of forgotten deals and dead men's promises. Sunlight, thick with a century of dust motes, streamed through the arched Gothic windows of the old gentleman's club, illuminating Arya Stewart. She sat at the head of a massive oak table scarred with the ghosts of countless whiskey glasses and slammed fists. The air was heavy with the ghosts of cigar smoke and masculine authority, a scent so ingrained in the leather-bound books and dark wood paneling that it felt like a physical presence. Arya, in a knife-sharp charcoal pantsuit, was a stark, modern slash of color against the room's sepia tones. She was 27, but her eyes held the weary gravity of someone much older. They were the color of storm clouds, and right now, they were fixed on the two men seated opposite her, Capo Dominic Valenti and Capo Salvatore Gallo, two grizzled lions of the Viridia City underworld, their faces maps of old wars and older loyalties. They were allies, technically, but their skepticism was a palpable force in the room, thicker than the dust. Her father, a titan of a man, had commanded their respect through sheer force of will. Arya had inherited his name and his empire, but not his reputation. In their eyes, she was just the daughter, a queen in a borrowed crown. "The southern dockyards are a viper's nest, Arya," Sal said, his voice a gravelly rumble. He took a long, slow drag from a fat cigar, the cherry glowing like a malevolent eye. "Your father knew how to handle the unions, the inspectors. It requires a certain touch, a threat, veiled in a piece of fatherly advice." The implication was clear. She lacked that touch. She lacked his brutality. Arya offered a small, cool smile that didn't reach her eyes. She hadn't touched the glass of whiskey they'd poured for her. She never drank during negotiations. "My father's touch was effective for his time, Salvatore, but it was also expensive. Blood always is." She slid a slim, leather-bound ledger across the polished surface of the table. It stopped perfectly between them. Dominic, the quieter of the two, nudged it with a thick, ringed finger but didn't open it. "We're not accountants, kid," he grunted. "You should be," Arya replied, her voice cutting through the smoky air with quiet precision. "Because your middlemen are robbing you blind, the ones you pay for a certain touch." She leaned forward, her presence suddenly filling the space, commanding it. "Open it. Page 3. With a reluctant sigh, Sal flipped the ledger open. His eyes scanned the page, his brow furrowing. Dominic leaned over his shoulder, his own expression shifting from disdain to grudging concentration. There were no threats in Arya's ledger. There were numbers. Shipping manifests, union overtime logs, inspector payment schedules, fuel cost analyses. With cold, brutal elegance, she had laid out their entire dockyard operation and dissected its inefficiencies. She showed them, line by line, how the network of fixers and strongmen they'd relied on for a decade were skimming nearly 30% off their top line.